G'day folks, talk to Flat Earth Dave, a prominent figure in the Flat Earth Society, where he talks us through the belief systems and the reasons why him and many others think that the world is not a sphere and why it's flat. And hey, after listening and watching the podcast, you might be jumping on the Flat Earth train, be a part of that tribe, movement. You might be wearing his t-shirts, subscribing to that. And hey, if you like the podcast, hit that subscribe button. Be much appreciated. And if you want to financially contribute to the page and channel, we've got a Patreon page. So there's a link. Check it out. Be much appreciated. And want to thank our sponsors, Permabil Australia, the greatest electric wheelchairs in the land. Wouldn't be sitting in anything else but these four wheels right here. And they got great assistive tech also. So righto, let's get into it.
Keep rolling with Jake Briggs.
Oh, yeah. So let's kick it off. Righto. Dave Weiss, Flat Earth Dave, thanks for jumping on board and wanting to have a yarn with us on the Keep Rolling with Jake Briggs podcast. So much appreciated.
Yeah, no problem. Good to be, glad to be here. Always happy to talk to somebody that has questions and, you know, wants to learn some new stuff.
That's it. That's what it's all about. I'm inquisitive. I question everything. You know, it's either if the world's flat or it's not, or if we're in a dome or if it's a disc or whatever. So, and it's just interesting to hear different perspectives, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, I've just, like, this movement, from what I've seen, it's grown pretty hard and fast over the years or within the last decade. But just full disclaimer, I'm one to think that the world is a sphere. So that's that's what I'm on the
yeah. And I won't make fun of you for that, even though it's going to be difficult for me.
It's all good. So just, mate, yeah, so whereabouts in the States are you?
I'm right outside of New York City in Connecticut.
Oh, north of New York, yeah?
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay, yep. Great. So what drew you into the world of flat earth? So where did this all come about?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was drew into it. I was dragged in kicking and screaming because I didn't even want to look. I was doing a conspiracy podcast, so I'm open-minded, right? I can see that there's deceptions in the world, and people started sending me flat earth stuff. Dave, have you looked into flat earth? Watch this video. Delete, banned from our social media. You're too stupid to even be able to post on our Facebook or whatever. And I wouldn't look at anything. And it kept coming and coming and coming. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with these people? Flat earth, it's ridiculous. But then another researcher that I trust, who's super smart, she goes to me, she goes, Dave, I think the earth is flat. And I'm like, not you too. It's like, this is a virus that's going around or something. And I said, all right, I am going to disprove flat earth and prove the globe. That's it. Just put an end to this. And that's how you become a flat earther. So full disclosure, Jake, you seem like a guy that's willing to listen. You seem like a guy that can think. By the end of this video, you're going to be a glober no more, my friend. It's over. So I hope you can deal with the scorn that's going to come with it. But by the way,
bring it on. Prove it to me.
I'm gonna prove it to you. And Australia does exist. Okay. If you go online and search flat earth, Australia, it says flat earthers believe Australia doesn't exist. Right. That's mainstream media nonsense.
So okay? are we still down under, or where are we?
You're out over.
Out over now.
You're out over. You're over there. See, this is down for me. Now point down for you. Point down. Down. Down is down. Up is up. Now, left and right, forward and backwards, that's all relative to however we're facing. But your up is my up. My down is your down. Period. Earth is flat, and we're going to prove it today.
No more down under for Australia.
Out over. You're the land out over.
So we're the land out overs now.
Yeah, pretty right easy. Okay. Easy transition. So this is not what the flat earth is. The flat earth is not a pancake floating in space with a bunch of other ball planets or even flat planets. No flat earther believes any of that. So what is the flat earth? Well, the flat earth is like a lake. Think of a big lake. What is a lake? A lake is a body of water that accumulates where? In the low spot in the land. The edge of the lake is where the land is higher than the water. Okay. So think of all of the oceans of the world as a giant lake. And you have all these islands, which we'll call continents. They're surrounded by water. But what's surrounding the water? What's the container of the water? It's the land that we call Antarctica. And it is the edge of the world lake. Antarctica is the highest land on Earth. Makes sense. It's higher than the ocean. It's the shoreline of the world pond.
Hold on. So you're saying there's a wall of ice that's
not a wall. See, that's mind control, my friend. You're watching Game of Thrones, right? They call it the ice wall, but it's really just the shoreline of Antarctica. It's the shoreline. So this is not the flat Earth. This is the flat Earth. This is the shoreline of Antarctica. Looks like a wall, but there's not another side to the wall. This is just the cliff.
Hold on. So you're saying you're saying that's a cliff. So if you got someone that wants to explore it, climbs up and just keeps walking over that body of ice, where do you go? Do you drop off the edge or what's going on?
So that's a very good question. So if this is this is Antarctica, do you know how far it is from here to here? I mean, that's got to be 10,000 miles, okay? You're going to walk 10,000 miles. You're not going to fly because you know why? It's cold. It's dark. There's no fuel. There's no food. There's no GPS. And compasses don't work. Where are you going? Okay. You're not going anywhere. See this pink line? This pink line is 60 degrees south. Okay. Since 1959.
Hold on. Before you get. So you're saying that compasses don't work. So you're saying that the magnetic field is just. That just throws a compass into a spin once you get over that ice wall or what? Ice cliff.
Ice shoreline.
Shoreline.
So there is no South Pole, period. There's only a North Pole. Here's the North Pole. It's a magnetic mountain. And if you put a compass down, the needle will point to the north. Now, if I try to push this compass east or west, I have to keep turning to keep that compass pointed towards the center. So east and west are circles around the center. This is true on a flat Earth and a globe Earth. It's the same thing. A circle. If you were a mile from the North Pole on the globe and you had your compass, it's pointing towards the North Pole. It's only a mile from you. You can walk 3.14 miles in a circle heading east the whole time and end up right where you started from. If you go straight and don't correct for, you know, your heading, all of a sudden you're heading south. South is every direction away from the center. Okay. And south will lead you to Antarctica. Now on a globe, you should be able to fly from Santiago, Chile, right over to the land that doesn't exist, Australia, the land out over, the land down under on the globe. Okay. Some people say, well, you can't fly over Antarctica. Well, just fly around it then. You should be able to fly over here. But you know the way planes really go? They go like this. They go from Santiago, instead of just cutting over, which is even closer on a globe because it's close, they go all the way up to the United States, all the way over and down. And if you want to go to, is this the west or the east of Australia over here?
That's west. That's western Australia.
Okay, so if you want to go to western Australia, you have to go check out the flight route. It goes all the way up. It goes all the way over to Europe and Dubai, and then it goes down. Why does it do that? If you look at it on a flat Earth map, here we go up across America, Europe, Dubai, and Western Australia. Straight line. Airplanes fly straight and level over the Earth plane. Airplane. Not air globe, not air curve, not sea curve, sea level. Airplanes fly flat and straight over a non-rotating plane. All the FAA manuals say, treat the Earth as a flat, non-rotating plane.
Non-rotating.
Yeah, so we have videos where we have all of these documents, CIA documents, NASA documents, FAA documents, all of them, flat, non-rotating plane.
So who, the originator, if you're looking at the originator, right, because you're looking at, if it's Pythagoras, you know, you got Greek and other philosophers that way back when thought it
way back was, when. Yeah. Wait, way back when question mark.
Okay. Thought it was a sphere. So
Did you talk to them, by the way? Did you get their sworn statement? Do you have any receipts that they said it's a sphere?
Oh, I think they've been handed over time. But anyway, but with like the originator in the flat Earth world, who's the poster boy? Who's the person from way back when that's carried that torch through to where it is now?
So this globe deception is less than 100 years old. What? Wait a minute. Didn't Aristophanes, the ancient Greeks tell us that? I interviewed a woman named Ruth, 102 years old, in February of 2020. And I was interviewing her about the world's fairs. And she was telling me a story about her fifth birthday party. And she knew everything. And I said, where did you go to elementary school? And she named the school, the street, the teacher, the class, the kids in her class. She had a memory better than you and I have. And she said, I said to her, and I'd never mentioned flat earth. I was talking to her about the world's fairs. I said, what did they teach you about the earth in science? And she looks at me and she goes, they taught me the earth was flat. This is in Connecticut public school in the 1920s. We found a woman from Croatia who said in the 1930s, all of the schools in Croatia taught flat earth. Then we went looking on microfilm on old newspapers, and we found article after article after article of people, teachers being persecuted for teaching the heliocentric system in the school, introducing it into the schools. This was a hijacking less than 100 years ago to put our minds in a prison. That prison's called the globe, because they want to separate us from who we really are and take away our power and make us feel insignificant. The royal families, the banking families, the Rothschilds, the Bilderberg Group, the Council of Foreign Relations, the World Economic Forum, all those people. And those people are the puppets of the people above them, where we don't know who they are.
Dave, what are you saying? One world order. Is that what you're throwing out there?
Well, is that a conspiracy anymore? They basically told us that's what they're trying to do.
The Illuminati?
The Illuminati is the Council of Formulations. They're the illuminated. They call themselves the illuminated ones. Don't let you're being programmed with laugh at Illuminati, laugh at conspiracy theory, laugh at, you know, they trained us to laugh at this stuff. When the truth is, when we're done, I'm going to ask you, can you give me one reason you think the earth is a globe? And I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't going to have one.
All right, let's go. Let's keep looking into it, righto.
Go ahead. So ask me a question.
So when you're looking at the camps of flat earth, it seems like it's you know, where you got religions and then you might have off breaks and offshoots where people have got different beliefs, right? Mm. So are you of the mind of the world? Is it a disc? Is it like a snow globe? What camp are you in?
Well, I'm in the camp that the earth is an extended plane and we live in this pond. And what is beyond the shoreline of this pond? It's off limits to everybody, every corporation, every person. Nobody's allowed to explore there. And the treaty says it can't do it until the year 2041, where they'll kick it down the road another 40 or 60 years. Okay. So what's out here? Does it just terminate to a dome? You know, is there just a dome termination?
Yes.
Yeah, but with a physical dome over us, over a flat plane? Or is it perhaps there's, you know, we live here and then beyond Antarctica, there is other territory, extra land, right? Think of this as a pond with a pond around it, with a pond around that. And there's extra terra. Terra is land, extra is more. So what would you call a person that comes from the extra terra? An extraterrestrial. They come from where? The outer space beyond Antarctica. The words are right here, they're right in front of us. This makes more sense than the whole crazy heliocentric system. The distance to the closest star is so outrageously far, it's impossible to see the closest star. Or if space travel was a thing, there's no way they can get here. Want to talk about how far the closest star is?
Yeah, go shoot.
All right, ready? This is gonna make you think a little bit. So in the heliocentric system, is the sun bigger than the earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big. So if the sun is this big, what's the earth? Like a marble?
Right.
Right? So if I brought the sun a mile...
What? You called it a marble, Dave. A marble's a sphere.
I called it a... Well, I'm talking about the helio nonsensical system.
Okay,
right? So I have to talk in balls.
Okay. Right?
So if the earth, if the sun was just a mile over your head, it would fill the entire sky horizon to horizon, right?
Okay.
So when you look up, if my hand was the sun, this is what you would see. It would fill the whole sky. And then if I move the sun 93 million miles away, due to perspective, it gets smaller and it's now the size of a coin held at arm's length, right?
Okay.
Okay. So it reduced from the entire sky to a small little circle in the sky. If I made it 8 times farther, could you see it? And now you would say, I don't think so, but maybe. Well, I can scientifically prove that you can't see it, because we can do the math on how much smaller we get, and its angular size would be smaller than our eye could see. Our eye can only see 0.02 degrees of a 360 degree circle, and it would be, it double the distance, it would be too small to see. But 8 times the distance, it would be way too small to see. So 8 times the distance, we're going to call that distance the Jake can't see the sun and nobody else can see the sun distance, because it's too friggin' far. Okay. Right. That's what we're going to call that. Right. So the closest star, hold on, let me finish this point, then you can go. The closest star to our world is 40,000 times farther than the Jake can't see the sun because it's too friggin' far distance. All right. 40,000 times farther, and all the other ones are magnitudes farther than that. Scientifically, provably, we can't see them, but somehow we see all these stars. They're all within the Earth system. They're all here, right in the sky, as we see them, circling around us and not spiraling. Does this sun...
So hold on. So you're saying within the Earth's atmosphere?
Within the Earth's system.
Okay.
Not the solar system, the Earth system. Everything that we see is within this system. And the space is not a vacuum. I believe space is water.
What's outside? If you want to explain to what's on the screen to the listeners, sorry. So when you're looking at a dome, right? It's a dome. So you're saying outside, if you penetrate that, that's water.
Well, you know, think about the great floods. Think about, you know, where does all that water in a hurricane or a monsoon come from? It ain't floating in the clouds, right? An airplane can fly through those clouds. They barely get wet. There is water in those clouds, but the trillions of tons of water, billions of tons of water that come out of the sky during a major storm, I believe that's because the pressure gets lower and allows the water to come in.
What about comets and everything when they're penetrating through the...
Yeah, like, there are no comets.
Comets
don't exist.
Right. So if you got something, comets, asteroids, any of that.
Nothing comes through the firmament.
And they're burning, like they're coming through, but you're saying they've come through a body of water.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying they don't exist. I'm saying you've never seen a comet. The only thing that you've seen is a crater, right? And all of those craters are perfect circles. Well, we've seen, like, you know, they show us a Russian dash cam, you know, in northern Russia, saw this comet come in, or this big meteor come in. They come in at shallow angles, right? That wouldn't make a circular crater. It would make a long gashing crater. We only see circular craters. Those craters that we see, those are methane bubbles or plasma events.
Okay. But so you're looking at the...
If you liquefy, you know, you can Google methane bubbles, northern Siberia, and there's all of these craters that are literally methane bubbles.
Yeah. But, you know, depending on the density and how they move around. But,
well, so we can have these plasma events because the world is electric and magnetic in nature. And a plasma event could carve out the Grand Canyon in an hour, okay? Or in 10 minutes, right? All of these things that happen are not, you know, everything they tell us is a lie. Our entire history is a lie.
All right. So if we're going back to, I've talked about up, I'll go back to up in a minute, but if we're going to down, so looking at that screen again with the snow globe sort of looking picture of the Earth and what it contains. So if you're going to penetrate through the Earth's crust, So is that the land down under? What's underneath?
So the deepest hole ever dug is just short of 8 miles, right? It's in Russia. And while they were digging this hole, they were using ground penetrating radar to see what they're going to hit next. And guess what? They were wrong every step of the way. The ground penetrating radar was horrible. It didn't work. They were wrong. They could maybe find a boulder a couple feet under, but like, okay, there's no more water. They hit more water. Okay, there's no more rocks. They hit more rocks. So at 7.5 miles, they hit an impenetrable barrier. They could not get any farther. No matter what they did, it was impenetrable, maybe like the dome above us, right? So to put it in scale, if the earth is an apple, they drilled halfway through the skin of the apple, halfway through the skin. And they were wrong every step of the way, but somehow they know what the next 4,000 miles has, right? This is a meme that we were brought up with, told it's true, it's just a cartoon, and there's zero science behind it. It's all speculation. They couldn't figure out what was behind in the skin. And this is, they tell us that the center is a molten magnetic core. Guess what? When you heat up a magnet, it loses its magnetism. There's no such thing as a molten magnet. It doesn't exist.
Well, okay. Well, when you're talking about volcanoes, where's all that pressure coming from? And all that molten rock.
So you right. believe that because of the pressure, it's squeezing up. That is a made up story. Well, they can't get through this barrier at 7 miles. How the heck is the lava getting up through there? They can't drill through it with diamond bits. They couldn't blow it up. They couldn't do anything to get through it. Now, what is lava? So let's talk about what the earth is. This is, you got to think, got to listen for a minute. The earth, the only true forces in this world are electricity and magnetism. And their brother and sister, right? The earth is a giant battery. The sun and the moon are the anode and cathode of that battery. And they're sending electricity to the earth. And the currents run through the salt water. The land is the salt bridge. And the earth is collecting this electricity. The earth has a measurable negative charge to it, right? And when you leave the earth, every yard, every meter you get off the ground, there's another 100 volts of electricity. That's measurable, testable, provable. So the negative charge of the earth actually has a, when you leave the earth, you have a positive charge. So that positive charge is attracted to the negative charge. And that's what causes the downward force. It's very weak, but it's a downward force. And then buoyancy and density sort everything else out. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about lava.
Talking about
all of that electricity comes into the earth, and the earth is like a capacitor. And it's building up all this electricity. What happens when you have two charged capacitors and you bring them close enough and they're charged enough, you get lightning between them? Well, that's what happens underneath the earth. And that's what creates lava tubes. There are no pointy mountains that spew lava. It doesn't exist. You've only seen it in movies, right? But when you take rocks and you apply electricity inside of this ceramic box, it melts them into lava with electricity. So all the lava is coming through lava tubes, and those lava tubes are where electric current is running through the earth. Lava tubes, melted rocks, electricity. Next. By the way, listen, it's okay to learn something new, to change your mind based on new information, right?
Next step, global warming. So is this
hoax?
Is this shoreline of ice? Are we, because it sounds like there's even more ice than there was north and south, north and like with the poles.
What's at the North Pole? There, you look at the maps now, there's no ice there anymore. So what is at the North Pole? We don't know. That's off limits also. You know, I believe there's a big magnetic mountain there. There might be a friggin' Eden there. I don't know. We're not allowed to go there. We'd have to speculate, but we can't go there.
You know, they've taken studies where they've gone around the world, they've taken different core samples when you've got, you know, CO2 and you've got everything where they've seen those levels increase.
Incorrect.
But when it's gone past the 1920s, when you got the industrial age of, you know, everybody's getting into the factories, burning up smoke, you know, it's going throughout the atmosphere. And then from around the 1920s to now, you can see a sharp rise in the CO2 levels, which is...
So CO2 is what this planet needs. The plane. Sorry, I said planet. I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
CO2 is what makes plants grow. CO2 is the life gas of this world, right? The more CO2 we have, the more vegetation we have, the more food we have, the more oxygen we have. The whole man-made global warming thing is nonsense. Now, yes, we are polluting. We're horrible. We should stop polluting. We shouldn't be burning the oil. Oil is an abiotic product of this world. It's not made from dinosaur bones. Okay, it's not made from dead dinosaurs. It's literally the life blood and lubricant of this living world. So there's free energy in the air. It was proven at these world fairs. They lit them all up with free electricity. There was a worldwide empire called Tartaria here in the 1800s, where they had free energy technology across the world. They had airships, big as aircraft carriers, right? And that was taken away from us also.
Energy. Explain.
Free energy.
Yeah, explain that. Like, how does that work?
So the Earth has a negative charge to it. You know that solar panels, they don't even know how they work. Scientists don't know how solar panels work. They have a theory, but it's a ridiculous theory because it's based on a false premise that the sun is shooting photons, you know, from, you know, 93 million miles away, when in fact the sun is like a Tesla coil. It's sending electricity to the Earth, and we are all electrical beings, and the solar panels are just capturing that electricity and running it into channels, into currents, right? That's all it is. It's not photons knocking boron molecules out, creating a negative charge. It's collecting electricity. You put a plant in front of a fireplace, it shrivels up and dies. You put a plant in front of a row of fluorescent bulbs, it grows. Okay.
So when the world goes under dark, the sun,
it grows. What?
But when you're looking at when the world goes dark, what are these charges still running off? Because you can see solar panels, they're not going to absorb anything when.
No, they turn off. Solar panels turn off at night.
Yeah, because there's nothing to absorb.
Because there's no electricity coming from the sun, because the sun's too far away.
Right.
So when the sun, so let me show you how the sun works, and I'm going to share my app here. So I created an app. It's called the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. Can you see that on your screen, nice and big?
Hold on, you invented this app.
I did.
Yeah, right, okay.
I made it, this is my app. So the sun goes around once every 24 hours. The sun keeps track of the hours and the days. You see the moon disappeared because it laps the moon once every 28 days. So there's the crescent moon, and the sun will lap the moon every 28 days. So the moon phase, its position relative to the sun, keeps track of the weeks and the months. You with me?
Yeah, I'm watching.
So this is how the sun goes. It goes around and around. I'm going to show you how seasons work. So the stars do the same thing. The stars are fixed in their position. If you go out tonight and look at where the stars are at whatever time, make a little star chart, next year, same night, same time, you go out, those stars are going to be in the exact same position. Right now, the sun is in Pisces, right? Next month, Aries is going to catch up to the sun because the stars are going slightly faster than the sun. So they lap the sun only once a year. Okay. So the sun will start lagging behind, and it'll go into Aries. It'll stay there for a month. It'll go into Taurus. It'll stay there for a month, and all the way around. So right now, you know, that's the sign that the sun is in, and that's how it works. We're not corkscrewing through space. Let me show you how seasons work. I'm in the north, in the inner north. You're in the outer south. Okay. So you, this is Australia, and you're right under the Tropic of Capricorn, which is this outer yellow line. I'm here in the United States, and I'm closer to the Tropic of Cancer. Okay. The red line is the equator. Okay. So the sun goes around. Right now, we're in March, and we're almost at the equinox, halfway in between the two tropics. The sun migrates in and out every 6 months. So I'll move it to June, and here it is in June. It's closer to me, so it's higher in the sky. I'm looking up at the sun. But in 6 months from now, from then, it's going to move out to the Tropic of Capricorn, and it's over Australia, and it's farther from me, so it's lower in the sky because it's farther away, right? I'm having my winter while you're having your summer, because the sun's right over you. But for me to look at the sun, it's, whoa, it's way over there. It's out south. It's lower in the sky. And that's why I'm freezing my ass off while you're sweating your butt off.
Yeah.
Right? That's how seasons work. It's so simple. Seasons make zero sense on a flat earth. So here's the challenge I have for people. Every day there's a new video here, featured video of the day. And it shows you, it'll teach you about the flat earth. And I challenge people, watch a daily video every day for 2 weeks. At the end of that 2 weeks, if you think that the earth is a globe and can provide me one proof, I'm offering a Bitcoin, a full Bitcoin, all right? And it's $55,000 at the time we're talking. But before you do that, you have to hit the question mark button on the right, and up come all of the questions you're gonna ask. Hey, what about eclipses? You know, hey, what about satellites and GPS? Hey, what about southern flights, which we kind of went over? What about seasons, right? If you hit what about seasons, up come a list of videos that YouTube, Google will not serve you. And so,
and that's one of the questions that were on there, like when you're talking about circumnavigation.
Yeah. Well, so I'll explain. Let me jump out of the app. Circumnavigation is my favorite because it's ridiculous. And I showed you earlier, but I'm going to show you again. So you can circumnavigate east and west. Everyone's done it. It doesn't prove either. It works on the ball and works on the flat earth.
I know, but if you're going straight, like, you know what I mean? If you're going from, if you're looking at that dial, you're looking at 12 to where that the finger is now on that compass.
Yep.
Like, what happens if they want to go in that straight line?
If you go in a straight line, you end up in Antarctica. Every straight line goes south. Every straight line ends up going south. But here's, as I showed you before,
you were talking about when it start, you go into Antarctica and then it starts going into extraterrestrial.
We don't know what's out there. There could be a dome. It could be terminated. It could be done. In a 1958 Encyclopedia Americana, it talks about Antarctica, and at 85 degrees south, it says the dome is at 13,000 feet. They got rid of that encyclopedia. They talked about the dome in the encyclopedia.
But when they're also talking about when you're looking at natural gases and fluids and when they form and they naturally form spheres, and then when you're talking about planets, where so
planets don't exist.
So here, when you look,
this is
no Mars, no look, Uranus.
This is Mars. This is Mars through a super zoom lens, right? This is what it is. It's a pulsing orb of energy. Okay. It's within the Earth system. And if we take our consumer optics have outgrown their lies. Here's the star Capella, right? When you zoom in on Capella, that's what it looks like. That's not a burning ball of hydrogen, you know, trillions of miles away. Trillions of miles. The closest I told you the closest star.
So you're pretty 40,000
times farther.
Yeah, right. So you're pretty much saying, so Elon Musk is pretty much wasting his time and money trying to send people to Mars.
He's a puppet. No one's ever sent anything to Mars. Look, he sent a rover to Mars. This is the proof. I'm showing you the proof now that we have a rover on Mars. This is what they were showing when this was the landing on Mars the other day. Are you convinced yet? That we have a rover on Mars. South Park wouldn't use this animation. It's too crappy. This is what they were looking at. So my question to you is, what? Go ahead.
Samples. When you're looking at the moon, you're looking at other space minerals.
You're looking at nonsense. You're looking at stories from liars. Here, if I can prove to you
that. What about the minerals that you can't get on the Earth?
That's a story. That's a story. There is no other place than Earth. There is no other place. Here, if I can show you that NASA's faking space, you can basically say they're liars and ignore everything they've ever done. But watch, it's very exciting. We're gonna land on Mars. This is the proof that we landed on Mars because we saw this and we saw her concerned look, and a parachute that works in less than 1% of our atmosphere. Did you know that a parachute won't open in 1% atmosphere? You know the helicopter can't fly over 10,000 feet because the air is too thin here on Earth? But the helicopter that landed this thing was equivalent to flying a helicopter at 150,000 feet. We can't even get a helium balloon up to 150,000 feet. But the helicopter on Mars was able to fly. Get ready. Look. Wait a minute. Do we land? This is what they saw. Here's the question. If it data came back and said that it crashed, would they have an animation of it crashing? This is a bunch of kids fresh out of space camp, okay, and that are being bamboozled with data. And
so maybe some many variables.
Yeah. So this is a photo op. Watch. This is the proof that we went to Mars the other day. I'm showing you all of the proof. There is no other proof. Okay. So this is it. Get ready. Look, there we go. We must have gone. High fives. High fives. Come on. Give me a high five. We landed on Mars.
Landed on Mars. So who's running the show, Dave? Who's in the background funding NASA? Who's in the background putting all these fake news out?
Yeah.
Who are they? Expose them, please.
These are the royal families. These are your prime minister. He's a low-level puppet. These are the Rothschilds. These are the banking families. These are the people that are running the world that look at us as goats, as sheep, as a different species. They don't even care about us. And they're in the middle of now it's no longer a conspiracy theory. They want to depopulate the world. They've written it in stone, okay? They want to depopulate the world. Bill Gates has admitted it. Bill Gates, the guy that created the computer virus that has no medical background, he's dictating that everyone needs to get vaccinated. Come on.
Well, that's what I was going to throw at you next. Vaccines over time. So you reckon, what, are they chipped up? Are they trying to track us? What's going on?
They're trying to kill us all, man. This is, you know, I don't want to say too much because if this goes on YouTube, you're going to get struck. But they're infecting our mind with cartoons. Cartoons. These are cartoons. If they have you believing that you live on a spinning ball flying through an infinite universe, that you're powerless, that your thoughts mean nothing, and that people have power over you, then they can control your mind and get you to believe that you get within 6 feet of a healthy person, you're going to die. Okay? They get you believing nonsense, right? They don't want you to know that you're at the center of creation and that your thoughts create your reality. They don't want you to know that they have no power over you. We are the many. They are the nothing. They are the nothing. But they have us believing anything that you're following, that they're telling you that you must do, it's all in your head. Authority over you is all in your head. Nobody has authority over you. Nobody can take away your God-given free will.
But so looking at
go ahead.
At authority, right? Well, not just authority, going back to these philosophers or people, scientists, hard data where they've worked on
there's data.
The atmosphere, when you're looking at above and
beyond. I'm looking at the atmosphere, the atmosphere dome, I call it.
But what about these, like the rotation of the Earth and the magnetic pull, and you're looking at gravity, right, and you're
One thing at a time. Let's start. The rotation of Earth. Okay. It's never been seen.
Right.
It's not rotating, right? So you got to remember, it's, you know, they say it's this giant thing and we're spiraling through space in four different directions at once, right? Somehow this balloon hung up here for a couple hours and the Earth spinning at 1,000 miles an hour below it didn't run away from it. It landed right near where it took off from. So that's crazy. And no, here, you know what? You're going to like this one. When you watch a rocket take off, they curve out, they go over the ocean, they disappear. You're watching all sorts of fakery. But these guys in the United States in Arizona, they sent up a rocket. It's called the Go Fast rocket. And it was an amateur rocket, if I can find it. And it shot straight up. And it showed us an uninterrupted view. Unlike NASA, if you watch any of their stuff, within 10 seconds, there's at least five cuts. It's like a movie. But it went up, 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 up. And then at 73 miles, all of a sudden it went kerplunk and it made like a noise, like a sound of a stone dropping into a pond of water. It made like a kerplunk. So it went into a thicker medium. Not saying it's water. I'm saying it was like a plasma or something. But here's what's more interesting than that. While it was floating, you know, it turned on its side a little bit, and all of a sudden it saw the moon, which is right there. Okay. So Earth looks a little flat to me, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the moon. Well, where was the moon when this took off? When we looked it up, the moon was over New Zealand. Okay. So if the Earth is a basketball and that rocket is on the top of the basketball, it was a quarter of a millimeter or less off that basketball. And the moon was over New Zealand on the other side of that basketball. How did it see it? It couldn't see it unless the Earth is flat.
So you're saying when you got these astronauts, they're climbing in their rockets, they're taking
astro-liars, you mean?
They're climbing in, taking off. You can see them going into the rocket, they're off.
So yeah, that's a magic trick. Do you ever look at the slide that they can go in and go down? You ever hear of video editing? Look at this guy. He drops his hammer and he's hanging from wires to make him look weightless and he can't pick up the hammer. Watch. He can't get down. Let me try again. Can't get down. Oh, let me try again. Right? This is fakery. That's hanging from wires.
That's a pretty stiff suit, though. You might have had some malfunctions.
That is a snowboarding suit. And how come he doesn't explode? Right? You ever go on an airplane with a half-filled water bottle and go to altitude? It's ready to explode. Right? Yeah. That's just with a little bit lower pressure that you don't even notice. Right? He's in a vacuum. He should explode. How come they've never tested one of these suits in a vacuum chamber on Earth? They actually did once where they had a guy in a suit and they lowered the pressure to they didn't even get halfway down and he passed out. He said the water, the saliva in his mouth started to boil and he passed out. He almost died, right? This is impossible nonsense, complete and total nonsense. They fake everything in space. Whenever they show us the space station, they're always flipping the microphone around. They're dazzling us with these little floating objects. But in the background, this guy floated by. It was way in the background, busy on the space station. I zoomed in, and you could see he's hanging from a wire. You can see the wire. You can see the harness, right? They're saying that he's floating in space. He just goes by, busy guy. He's hanging from wires, okay? He's hanging from wires. They do in the movies. This is what's going on.
Come on now, brother. But what about when they're going through multiple tubes throughout the actual unit itself, the rocket? The
space station.
So no. What, are they just connected on a track and then when it's getting that, you know, how's that?
They're on wires right there. That's going straight down. That's not going across. This is looking straight down. These guys are on wires. This is a movie. Okay. And they use green screen technology, which is amazing, right? This piano is not there. Those windows are not there. This is just a green screen. Look at his reflection, right? Look at his hair. It chroma keys out perfectly. This is a green screen, okay? This is technology that is so well done, you can't tell what the hell's going on. Look at this. Look at this guy. He goes around the corner and he becomes transparent. Watch right here. Watch this thing on the wall here. When he comes back, you can see through his arm. That's because there's no right-hand turns on a zero-G plane. He is floating because he's on a zero-G plane. You know what that is, right?
Mm.
They have these planes that do these parabolic arcs. And they had to fade him into it. And this happens all the time. They're always, always screwing up. Here's another one. Watch here. You can see right through his head. He's in a green screen room, right? Watch this one. Chris Hatfield and him, he's playing a guitar upside down. And this guy, they're in separate rooms. These are laid over each other. And the other guy holds his microphone in the wrong position and he stuck it right in his neck. The microphone is inside his neck, okay? And then they quickly told him, move the microphone. You know, you could see them, they screwed up because this was live, right?
So I don't
need to show you one of these.
So all of the astronauts, Mr. Buzz, and all
Buzz
the rest of the crew.
Aldrin. Yes.
And all the rest liars. Of the crew, they're all actors. They're all liars. Is that what's going on?
Let me ask a question. If you went to the moon, you were the first guy to go to the moon, and then you left the moon on an untested rocket, and you got back to Earth, you were there, you played golf, you drove around in a friggin' dune buggy and everything. How excited would you be? Would you be this excited? These are the guys that landed on the moon, got back. If you watch this press conference, they look like somebody just told them that their dog was just murdered. All right. These guys aren't the guys that just came back from the moon that were singing and dancing. And also, if you ever went to the moon, don't you think you'd look at the Earth and go, look at the Earth? They never once said Earth. Okay. When I fly over my house on an airplane, I go to the stranger next to me. I'm like, hey, that's my house. Right. I'm so excited. Right. If you're on the moon looking back at the Earth, you're going to say, never once did the astronauts say, hey, look at the Earth. They never even mentioned the Earth. A little weird, right?
But, right. So they're out in the atmosphere. They've penetrated through. They show, you know, rocket heats up. It gets out in the in space.
No, you're watching cartoons.
And then they're looking back.
Cartoons.
They're looking back on Earth. And they're seeing this globe rotate. Where are we going?
I'm going to show you. No, they haven't. So this is a projected hologram. This is a hologram, right? Look at this thrust. First, the amount of thrust would be obliterating all the smoke. But sometimes, and we've caught them with Google Earth, looking at NASA's property, we saw these weird like lights, and we found the label on it. And we went up and looked up where it was coming from. It's from a holographic projection company. Watch what happens right here. Something goes wrong and bam. It disappears. Watch again, closer. It disappears because there was a screw up in the projection. Okay. Now people say, well, that's video compression bullshit. Not a cloud, not video compression. This is a hologram. We've seen Tupac dancing on a stage, right? We've seen all sorts of stuff. Jake, the Earth is flat and stationary. We don't live on a spinning ball. The entire story is so retarded that some people just have a hard time. I'm ripping the world out from your world belief out from underneath you. But the good thing is now you have something solid to be on. You know the documentary with Keanu Reeves called The Matrix? Right? At the beginning of the movie, Neo's soul knows the truth of the world, but his brain is trapped in the matrix. It's locked in a prison, right? But by the end of the movie, he knows who he is. He unplugs from the matrix. He finds out who he is, where he is, what he is, and the power of his mind. And look how much better off he is. This is why it matters. When you know who you are and the power of your mind, you stop giving away your free will to authority, to imaginary authority. This is the most important lie ever. This is why I left my own company to do this full time and talk to people like you.
Really?
Yeah.
So what are they working on? Do you reckon they want to have us all plugged in and just suck resources from humans?
So do you know about the Georgia Guidestones? You probably don't because you're in Australia. The Georgia Guidestones are in the state of Georgia here, and they're this Stonehenge-type monument, huge, hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was built in 1981, I believe. And on it, in a dozen different languages, are 10 commandments, right? And one of them is never let the world population rise over 500 million again. Let that sink in, okay? Never let the world population rise over 500 million again, okay? And but another interesting thing about them, remember, we're spinning, twirling, whirling, and moving in four different directions at once at ridiculous, unimaginable speeds. There's this little hole in the one guidestone, a long, thin, straight hole. And if you look at it at nighttime and you look through it, what you'll see is the North Star. Okay, you do a time lapse. It looks like this. All the stars are circling around. How could we be moving in all of those directions in billions and trillions of miles over the decades? And the North Star never moves out of that hole. The only way that is possible is that we are still stationary and not moving, and the stars are spinning around above us in a fixed positions in the sky. The wheels in the sky keep on turning. They're singing to us, my friend.
Just 2 seconds, mate.
Drink some water, my friend. You need water when you're getting all this information.
Okay, cool. Righto. So, mate, it's interesting, just this point of view and where it's going and some of the topics within it that we've discussed. But just recently, you know, because me, you know, looking into this behind the curve, the documentary. And it's
you mean Behind the Move, the Curve, the deceptive movie that I was in? You're talking about this one?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, so there's two things in that movie. Listen, I'm not even going to listen to you. I'm just going to tell you what you're going to ask me, okay? There's one moment where they're using the ring laser gyro, and they notice that it was processing about 15 degrees per hour. And Bob goes, huh, we better not let the Globers find out about that, or they'll run with it. And then they cut it right there. Then 2 seconds later, he says, well, we're going to do another experiment, which will explain whether it's rotation or not. And they did it at altitude. If the Earth is rotating, it should process the same, but it didn't. We proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's the ether that's rotating, but they left that out of the movie. The second one was the laser at the end, where we had three pieces of plywood all leveled on a water surface. And if the laser went all the way through all three, that would prove the Earth is flat. But if it didn't, then that could suggest that the Earth is curved. Well, the laser melted the condenser and we couldn't use the laser. So we're like, all right, let's try a light. And we held the light at the hole. He couldn't see it. We raised it up, he could see it. And Jaron goes, huh, interesting, right? Cut. Then he brings the camera down and they could see it through the holes, okay? And then they left that out of the movie. Now we had a deal with them doing these experiments over distances. It's really difficult.
Well, you had a deal with Netflix and the directors?
No, this was not Netflix. This was the company that wanted to film us. And we said, we'll let you film it because having cameras and everything and batteries and cell service and all stuff, it's a pain in the ass. And we're like, oh, man, that's a big weight off our shoulders. They'll film it. They were supposed to give us all the footage, but they didn't. They signed a deal with Netflix, and Netflix says you cannot release any of the exterior footage. They got paid a buttload of money, and they screwed us, and they lied. Netflix is a deception. You know what else Netflix has? They have movies with actual photographs of, where is it? Actual, see, look, I was a beautiful transition, but I blew it.
Nah, you're right.
They have movies. I'm looking for my dinosaur picture.
And while you're looking for the dinosaurs, this character, Mark Sargent. So yeah. is he like the current leader of the group, or what's his position?
There's no leader. And I'm not a leader. Mark's not a leader. We are just guys with big mouths that have dedicated our life to send this message. That's it. Mark is a great guy, and we explain things differently, and we're doing our thing. We're spreading the word. But you are believing a movie. This is a movie, okay? Here's proof that dinosaurs exist. Absolute proof.
Jurassic
100%
Park.
Proof.
There we are. We've got the bones. That's,
yeah. So you know, there are no dinosaur bones.
You've got a massive museum just south of you in New York where it's got dinosaur bones on show.
There's no dinosaur bones in that. They're all made of plaster of Paris. The museum even admits it, okay? They find one bone on the top of a mountain, like a whale bone, neck bone, whatever, a spinal bone, and then they make up all dinosaur. No skull has ever been found. The guy, the royal guy that came up with the theory of dinosaurs in like the 1800s, whatever it was, he wrote a paper or a book about dinosaurs. No one, no, the Egyptians, no one. There's never mention of a dinosaur before that, but he theorized it. And then a year later to the day, he discovered the first dinosaur, okay? A royal guy, one of the Illuminati, okay? One of the royal family. It's all bullshit for your mind.
What about mammoths? What about all those other animals, you know?
So mammoths, ancestors were mammoths. Lizards, ancestors were lizards. Your ancestor was a human. A monkey's ancestor is a monkey. A duck's ancestor is a duck, okay? We are created. How were we created? Don't ask me. I'm not God.
Look, and just going back, we'll go back into Mark.
The Earth is a globe. Here's proof. Here's your proof. The Earth is a globe. This is a cartoon. You live on a cartoon ball, right? We don't live on a cartoon ball, right? Look. Whenever you go to watch anything about the Earth, any science show about the Earth, every single space shot of Earth is a cartoon. They never show you an actual video of the Earth.
Okay. Just to let you think about this as well. So, because even though I'm like fair skinned, I'm Aboriginal. Like, I'm a proud Wanneroo Kamilaroi man. And like, my mother's dark skin and my father's fair skin. So, and me and my brothers, like, we're all pretty fair. But just when I'm talking about Aboriginality and you're looking at Torres Strait Islanders, over thousands of years. So no. When you,
No. You guys are Aboriginal. Aborigines. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong.
Nah, you said it.
You are what you are. You're here. The world is not as old as you think. You've been here. You've been doing your thing. Now,
but tradition. Hold on.
Have convinced us to dilute ourselves while they keep their bloodlines pure.
Look, okay. Listen, so we've got cultural elders that have passed down story over generation. Okay. So then that's, and you've got, say, you've got some mobs up north, like when you're looking at around the Great Barrier Reef, where over thousands of years, they've watched the water recede where the Great Barrier Reef was once Earth, or a part of Australia, sorry. And they've in song over thousands of years, where it's passed down and where they talk about the years where the water has exposed to what the barrier reef is today. And there's all sorts of other different circumstances with Aboriginality.
Water levels go up and down, not because of global warming. Things change, climate changes. It's not made by humans. Okay. Right. There's, Earth goes through cycles. There's, look into the mud floods, by the way, in the app, hit the mud floods button and you will be blown away on what you'll find.
So what about carbon dating? Is that just
total bullshit? They've proven it. So they found some, supposedly it was a dinosaur, some DNA from dinosaurs inside of a dinosaur bone. So they sent it to a lab and they lied where it came from. And a lab came back and said it was 10,000 years old. Then they told the lab what it really was from. And the lab said, we're deleting our report. You're never allowed to send anything here again. You're banned from all labs. And that's it. Okay. Carbon dating is nonsense. Now, carbon dating might be able to tell you something, all right, it's 100 years old, maybe even 8,000 years old, whatever, somewhere. But it doesn't go back billions of years. It's all nonsense. It's stories for your mind.
Hey. So,
Jake, it's a lot. It's a lot, my friend.
It is a lot. And like going back, I'm just thinking of Mark Sargent and these shirts. The shirts that he wears. In the movie,
he wears fun shirts. Look at my shirt. My shirt, the world is flat. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Available on the app, by the way. If you go in the app, there's a t-shirt shop in there. Go buy some shirts.
Yeah, the man, that's where his gear is. But you don't have I'm David Wee shirt or I'm
Fred. That was a joke. That was a joke from I Am Legend or I Am. It was from something and somebody made the shirt for him. It was funny. He wore the shirt. Mark is a funny guy. Mark makes jokes that make me cry because they're so bad, right? But that's Mark, right?
Okay.
He didn't make that shirt, but somebody made it, and then everyone else started making them, and now people are wearing I Am Mark Sargent shirts through the airport because Mark told a story where he was wearing that shirt going through the airport, and one of the guys at security goes, wait a minute, are you really Mark Sargent? And because he knew him from behind the curve of the deception, and they told the story, and then everybody started wearing these shirts. It's a joke. Have some fun.
Yeah, that's all good. I just want to know if the background story to it. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Now you got the background story.
Yeah. So, like, what do you look at, like when you're looking at when you're questioning science? Like, what science are you looking into when you're looking at trying like what you believe in flat earth, right?
Yeah. I'm looking for the science.
Yeah. So
I'm looking for the science. There's only pseudoscience. Name one scientific thing about the earth. Name one. You can't, but go ahead. Name one scientific experiment that's done that proves the earth is a globe. Name one reason you think the earth is a globe other than that's what they told me.
But what about when you're talking about I'm not a scientist.
That's a fallacy. That's a giving your authority away fallacy. They've convinced you to give up your common sense for nonsense.
I'll question stuff, you know, and it's good having this conversation because it's
just
you throwing the stuff out there that I don't know that I'm looking at. And then I sort of sit back and make a decision like,
Jake, here's the thing. Don't walk away from this going, yeah, he might be right. Go walk away from this going, I got to look for more information. Here's the problem. If you Google Flat Earth, you end up at the Flat Earth Society. You end up at Flat Earth. You know, you say, hey, top 10 reasons the Earth is flat. You're going to get top 10 reasons the Earth is a globe. And they're going to go, sticks and shadows, boats over the horizon, you know, seasons. And they're going to give you the nonsense. If the Earth was a ball, yes, boats would go over the horizon, but they don't, right? They appear to disappear from the bottom up, but there's an explanation for that, and we can prove it's not a physical horizon. But in the app, the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app by Blue Water Bay, it'll save you. Like, if you spend $500, they've implied what I call the turd in the punch bowl method, right? They put so many turds in on YouTube that you can't find information. You can't find any of the fruit. You can't find the videos that are in the app. Right? They're very difficult to find them. If you spent 500 hours, you'd probably come up with 5 hours of useful content if you could hold up. If you spent 5 hours on the app, you're going to get 6 hours of content. I don't know how that's possible, but what everything on the app will give you stuff that you can figure out yourself. Stuff that you go, hey, that's interesting. I'm going to go verify that. Anything that NASA shows you is unverifiable, except they screw up all the time and we show you. So that's the best way to learn about Flat Earth.
Yeah, and just
it's $3. And probably in your dollars, it's probably like $7.
And just before I forget about it, because I wanted to bring that up when you're when I'm talking about the Earth's crust, because they've got, when they're sending radars down, because they can bounce back and tell what certain minerals are, right?
Wrong.
So what is this dense thing that they can't mine? That's 7.5.
So hang on. They can see some oil fields. They can see some big things, right? But that's only in the skin of the apple. They can't see any farther. There's an impenetrable barrier. Maybe that's another dome below us. Right, to an underworld, and there's a dome above us to another world above us. I don't know. We can't go there. That's stuff that we don't know. But what we do know is the heliocentric model says nothing exploded, created everything, and then all of the heavy, dark, the matter pieces turned into balls, and all of the gases accumulated, turning into gases and leaving a vacuum in between. How does a gas turn into a ball next to a vacuum? That breaks every law of physics that there is. The second law of thermodynamics says you can't have high pressure next to low pressure, let alone a vacuum, right? And then all of this gravity nonsense, the gravity is nonsensical. They can't even model three gravitational bodies in the computer. It's called the three-body problem, right? They can have two bodies going around each other, but as soon as they add one more in there, no supercomputer can predict what's going to happen next. It literally goes haywire and never repeats itself. But when we look up in the sky clock, everything repeats itself. Do you know that eclipses repeat every 18 years? Same eclipses every 18 years, just in different places. It's a perfect clock. It's not a beehive, crazy, heliocentric soul lure system.
Oh,
lot to take in, my friend.
It is a lot to take. Yeah.
One more thing. This is going up on YouTube, right?
This is going up on YouTube.
Yeah, so I have a team of trolls that are going to follow me around. They're going to say Dave's bullshit. The heliocentric, the flat Earth is over. No one believes it. They're going to say all this stuff. But what you'll notice is they won't lay a single globe proof. None. And then the ones that will be commenting on everyone's comments, go to their channel, because those are the globe proof channels. Right? Go to their channel. And what I mean by globe proof channels, they have no subscribers. They have no content. They have nothing. It's a zero empty channel. And they follow me everywhere. If you were going to troll me, I would expect you to have some self-respect and put a few videos on your channel that support your ridiculous claim of the heliocentric cartoon ball world. Right? But there's none.
I'm just having a yarn and getting the platform out there so you can.
Yeah.
Put out what you believe in. Like, you know, there's many different beliefs of, you know, whether it's
belief is the enemy of knowing, right? I have a question for you. Where do I live?
You live, well, what do you call it? Because now I know I'm not down under. So where are you?
Where do I live? What area do I live in? Did I tell you?
So you're on the East Coast. So you're Connecticut.
I'm in the East Coast.
Yeah.
Do you know that for a fact? Or do you just believe it?
It's from what we've been told. It's what we've read.
It's from what you've been told. You haven't verified anything. You are a man that just believes. You know why? I'm a man that believes too. I like to believe you. Everything you tell me, I believe you. You know why? I can look in your eyes. I can see your face. I can see your God-given smile. I can tell that you're authentic. Okay. They're taking that away from us with masks. They have everybody masked up, right? They're taking away. This is my religion. This, my face is my religion. I use my face to communicate with other people.
But you would have seen it big time with the coronavirus on the East Coast, especially in New York.
I don't want to talk about the coronavirus. Okay.
Okay. That's another podcast in itself.
Yeah. So listen, let the trolls sort things out, but just notice, watch the troll comments. They have no proofs. There's just, I always type, is that your best glow proof? Dave's a scammer. Is that your best glow proof? They never respond because they have nothing. They're just trying to scare people away. They're just trying to get people not to look at it, because if everybody wakes up tomorrow, the world unites. They are the none. We are the many.
Ooh, strong words. All right, Dave. Well, mate, the ultimate goal from yourself, and you were saying there's many loud voices out there that are of this belief. So what is the push?
The reason is, if the world is a mess, would you agree? Yes. You know, I'll answer that for you. The world is a mess. They're stealing our freedom. They're turning the world into a socialist, communistic world. They want a one world government. It's not a theory anymore. They're telling us what they want to do. They're trying to do all of this. If somehow something goes our way and we get our freedom back, how long can we keep it if our mind is in a prison and we're spinning out of control in space and we don't know who we are, where we are, what we are? And the answer is not long at all. So the reason I am spreading this is for my kids, for everyone's kids, for our future. We're going to go through a major dark period if people don't wake up and take back our divinity, our power, right? There's a small group of people controlling the masses. Right. And right now they're trying to kill us. They're literally trying to kill us. Not a conspiracy theory. Love you, buddy.
Much appreciated, you know, taking the time out to have a yarn with us. But if people want to get in contact with you, throw out your social media, like your app that you got up the back there, you can see that it's got a QR code on it. So
it's a QR code. The Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app on Android. It's you have to have 8.0 operating system or higher. And for Apple, you have to have an iPhone 6 or better. So that should cover most people. It's by Blue Water Bay. There's some trolls out there they're trying to copy my app. It's horrible, but they give you bad information in it. So feel free to get it, but don't send me an email telling me my app sucks, because my app's great. Read the reviews on my app if you're unsure about spending the $3, and you'll see that it's phenomenal. And it is better than any app that I thought I could ever make, right? Or that anyone could make. It's literally the best. Look at the ratings, read it. My podcast, Facebook page, and Instagram are all the same. The Flat Earth Podcast. TheFlatEarthPodcast.com. I'm dying here. And what else do I have? And my YouTube channel, where I have lots of short introductory videos, good stuff, under 5 minutes, under 3 minutes, right? It's the initials for Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, just DITRH. That's my YouTube channel.
Yep.
Go there, tons of information. And by the way, almost everything on the app is available online for free. Good luck finding it. the app will deliver it to you.
Yeah, nice. Well, like I said, mate, really, you know, appreciate you coming on board and just having a yarn about Flat Earth. You know, I'm always inquisitive and want to know certain things. It's whether I believe things or not, you know, but it's for me to sit back.
Yeah, belief and knowing are two different things. So, most people don't know that they don't know. So here's the thing. Before I was introduced to Flat Earth, I was ignorant. I was ignorant because I didn't know, right? Before I spoke with you, you were ignorant also. But now, if you don't look into it and you believe you live on a globe, you're willfully ignorant. Okay.
I love it, mate. So that's great stuff. So you heard the man, folks. If you are a flat earther or you want to get in and explore what it's all about, he threw out his details, look it up and get in and have a crack. And in the comments, if you love it or hate it or in between, throw it in there and tag in Dave and yeah, just let it roll on and, you know, keep doing what you're doing and what you believe in, bud. Or not right. What you believe in, but what you're exploring.
What you know. Yeah, thank you. All right, Jake. Thanks. I'll see you.
Cheers, brother. Much appreciated.
All right. Bye.
See, folks. Flat Earth Dave spreading the gospel of why the world's not a sphere, why it's flat. Strong beliefs there. So it was a really intriguing yarn. Did he make you a believer? Jump on the flat earth train. Yeah, so I really hope we can have another yarn down the line about other topics that we've talked about, that we've got in mind, and I'm sure he will throw some flat earth stuff in there too. Great dude. Keep up the work, brother. And if you liked the podcast, hit that subscribe button. Be much appreciated. And we've got a Patreon page, so if you want to financially contribute, there's a link, smash that. Check it out, be much appreciated. And if you want to get in contact with me, you can get me via Instagram at StraightRollingCheetah or email one word, StraightRollingCheetah@gmail.com. And we've also got a Facebook page, Keep Rolling with Jake Briggs, so check it out. And I want to thank our sponsors, Permabil Australia, greatest electric wheelchairs in the land. Wouldn't be sitting in anything else but these four wheels right here, and they've got great assistive tech also. So righto, we'll see you on the next one.